334, no tax.
Welcome to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies all over the place. Whatever nook and cranny you hail from, how concerned are you about this debt situation? How about this? How sick are you of the conversation, actually? The Gallup polls that come out showed an interesting trend. And this is, I'm telling you, I think it's just a wicked game of chicken. That's what it is. Here's what the latest Gallup poll does show, though. Americans are more likely to approve the way the president is handling the negotiations to raise the debt ceiling than they are to approve the handling of the situation by the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, or the Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid. And most of the opinions about all three, actually, are more negative than positive. In fact, Obama's 41% approval rating on handling it is 10 percentage points higher than Boehner's, but still not great, and 18 points higher than Reid's. And if you break it down even further, let's say you say independents, because they're going to be huge for the presidential election. You want to get those independents. And a lot of times they fall the way of the Democrats. That's the big play. Get their vote. That's enough. Push you over the top. As for the independents, always somebody you look at in the polls, a little more than a third approve of how the president is handling the debt situation. Slightly more than approve of Boehner's handling of it. Boehner's really getting a black eye on this whole thing. Tea Party supporters are pretty vocal, and they have been participating, obviously, in the debate, dressing up, going to the Capitol, protesting, having conversations all over the place. So there is pressure. The Tea Party has put pressure on those freshmen in the House, the Republicans, and that's why they haven't been able to strike a deal so far. Boehner is trying to get a deal done to get the debt ceiling raised while at the same time appeasing the people who are part of the so-called Tea Party movement. Boehner does do slightly better among those Tea Party supporters, 61% approval, 33% disapproval. So what does it all mean? We don't know. What happens to the political fates and fortunes of any of those three? It's too early to handicap that. I mean, this drama is happening right now in live and Technicolor. It's playing out in Washington, D.C., and it gets nastier and nastier every single day. I mean, that we know to be true. I don't think there's a deal to be had here. I think we come and go and see at this time next week that nothing has changed. Now, let me get you caught up to date on a couple of quick things here that affect you. Boehner delays the vote on his bill, and the reason he did that is because he doesn't have enough votes. He doesn't have enough people to say yes, which goes into the whole Tea Party thing and what the Gallup poll is showing and the significance of all of it. He doesn't have in his back pocket the GOP as he did in previous times, or as they have had in previous times, in some of these key votes. Not there this time around. So what does that mean? The House is delaying it. The Senate says, who cares? Why are you doing that anyway? Because we're not going to vote for it. So if you even get your votes, you run around and collect them, then I guess you can say, well, I did what I could, but we're not voting for it. We have a different option, and we don't like your option. We're going in a completely different direction. So Boehner is trying to get Tea Party support. That's what he's trying to do, and he just doesn't have enough right now. Doesn't have enough. All right, here's another interesting thing that's happening quickly. While all of this is unfolding, you are pretty active calling your congresspeople and your senators and also weighing in using Facebook or Twitter. Because now a lot of people on the Hill are trying to get their messages that way. Remember, they have young congressional aides around them in their 20s, and they're really learning how to use social media. So whether they're left or right doesn't matter. They're finding that they've got all kinds of comments from voters who don't like what's happening in D.C. So even the congressman from Florida, Alan West, he didn't care. He was willing to tell people it was on his wall. And he said on his wall, or on the Tea Party wall anyway, said, "So you sold out to Boehner and Obama, and I liked you." Good for everybody that's weighing in. Because, see, it does get under their skin. They're paying attention to it. There's the proof. The people in the offices of the elected officials are combing through social media messages and letting their senator that they're working for, their congressperson they're working for, what the prevalent thought is about them. So, hey, this is how it's running right now. Here's what's coming in. Here's what people are saying. That's a good thing. Holding their feet to the fire. There's been little accountability. There needs to be more. If there was more accountability, maybe we wouldn't have a deficit at all. Or if we had a deficit, maybe it wouldn't be quite this large. But I don't, you know how I am. I don't believe in going backwards. It doesn't matter because we have to have a solution as to where are we going in the future. What is happening in the future? All right, there's another huge, huge story that we're going to talk about here on America Tonight. You can weigh in on this. How scary is this for all of you listening that we have another homegrown terrorist and once again going after the military at Fort Hood? Yeah. An infantry soldier actually had weapons and a bomb in a backpack. He was in a hotel. He wasn't too far from the front gates of Fort Hood. He had gone missing, AWOL, since the July 4th holidays from Kentucky and had wandered into the same gun shop that Major Nadal Hassan went into 2 years ago and ended up going onto the base in Fort Hood and killing 13 people and wounding so many others. And he was this 21-year-old suspect, Private Nasir Abdu, was going to try to emulate him and do the very same thing. He was oh so close. He didn't want to go to Iraq or Afghanistan. That's exactly what happened with Hassan. At the end, he had a change of heart. He didn't want to do it. So at least they got this guy. And the reason they got him is because a retired cop working at Guns Galore in Killeen, Texas, not far from Fort Hood, realized that something was wrong when he was being asked questions about smokeless gunpowder because the kid had gotten so much of it and didn't know his way around it and seemed pretty uncomfortable walking around the store for a very long time trying to piece things together. So bravo. But how scary is this to all of you? 800-259-5791. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight.
I bet you're curious as to why we are playing Christmas music. Because we think it might make us feel better as we're melting in certain parts of the country. Nah. Although that would be a very, very good guess. The reason that we play the Christmas music is because one of the things that was said today in the massive debate on the Hill over what's going to happen with this debt ceiling is the suggestion that the Republicans are trying to take Christmas away. They're trying to play the role of the Grinch and take Christmas away from all of us because of what's going to happen with credit card rates and mortgages and all that stuff with the default coming. So I thought that was funny. Pure genius. Whatever we can do to get people upset. First, we threaten we're taking Social Security checks away. We're going to threaten the military vets that they're not going to get their checks. And then panic ensues because how are they going to pay for their treatments, all this other stuff. So we'll say that. And then let's throw this one, another nugget out there. Hey, there's going to be no Christmas in America. No Christmas in America. You mean we can't run out and spend money we don't have for 10 million toys and things we don't need? Really? How many of you out there listening to me are just desperate for something? There's some item you just have to have it. Our houses are stuffed and cluttered with crap. We don't need any more crap. We don't need any more debt. We don't need a deficit that we can't even figure out. Meaning, how do you break down a number like 14 trillion, 15 trillion, 16 trillion? It's not good. Coming from a person who hates debt, I hate debt. I do. I hate debt. And my nation, we're a nation of debtors. That's what we are. So I thought it was interesting that that was one of the attack themes that was played out. I guess in a way, if I were a Democratic strategist, it is a stroke of brilliance to just dumb it down to the to whatever you can think of that will get people rattled, that they just hear a headline and you'll shake them up. Mama, there's no Christmas this year. I just heard it on the radio. That's what some congressman said. So, speaking of Congressman Ron Paul, has long been on the trail of this is ridiculous and we shouldn't be in this situation. I mean, he really, the guy, no matter what you think of Ron Paul, he's like the soothsayer when it comes to money matters on the Hill. He's been around forever and he's seen this go on and on and on and on and on and on. So what's happening is, it's like he's saying, look, default is here. The only thing that's happening is how that's going on, this argument, is how to default. Not send checks out or just print the money. In countries the size of the United States, as Paul says, you usually just say, print the money. They're going to raise the debt limit, and then they're going to print the money. Then they're going to use inflation. And see, that's what people don't realize, and he's right. He's smart to point that out. There are a lot of tricks that you can play from the catbird seat in Washington. And they're not, these people aren't stupid. So you get the right words. It's all about, you know what, it's all about the spin. That's what it's about. I think the stroke of brilliance of one of the segments in TV that Bill O'Reilly does on Fox, you know, he calls it the no spin zone. It's so true. The no spin zone. Where is the no spin zone? There is no spin zone in Washington. It just doesn't function that way. Even if you don't have any spin, then you have no game and you usually don't last in that arena. So Paul's right. They're going to print money is what they're going to do. And then the money's even more useless because of what we're doing. And of course, it's led to incredible prices in gold as a result of what we are doing to our paper currency, right? We're seeing a 90% drop in the stock market, 100% inflation. There are things that are right there on the horizon that are very, very scary that are not being talked about. Izzy is listening to us in Missouri. Izzy, you have the first word on this. Hello.
Real quick on Fort Hood. Part of the problem, in my opinion, is they got rid of all the military police. Ergo, they got rid of weapons, and they hired civilian police, and that's a big mistake.
I agree.
That is
absolutely
a huge mistake. But on to the budget. I sat here last night listening to you, and I'm like, but can't these people add 2 + 2 to come up with 4? Now, I understand you have to add a whole bunch of zeros when it comes to the budget.
Yes.
But does anybody have an idea what the Obamas are charging the taxpayers for their private residence, which all presidents get the residence, but it has gone up to $25,000+ per day? They have their sheets changed daily by maids. And that includes the mother-in-law. And I'm like, okay, you start chipping away at all these little things, they add up into the billions. Because I went down a list of figures, Department of Education, EPA, White House residency, Napolitano's idiotic budget for illegals, housing illegals. It's in the millions and millions. And I'm like, all this could be cut.
I agree.
Is anybody aware of how large the EPA has gotten?
Oh.
17,000+ employees.
I agree. There's government fat all over the place and duplication, too. If they would just audit the IRS, if they would audit the EPA, if they would audit half of the organizations.
U.S. Department of Education.
Yeah.
Why do we need it? We don't need it. All they do is generate paperwork, and a lot of the school districts deep six everything they send out.
Yeah.
It's a worthless agent. And if I can get it, what in the hell's wrong with our elected people? Because the last time I looked, I don't care what checkbook you were working on, 2 + 2 still equaled 4.
Yeah.
And they're just not coming up with it. And I'm like, I'm so sick of you people. And by the way, I hope they do. just not send out any checks. I get my little old age security, which I, in 4 more months, I'm going to tell them to knock it off. I don't want it. I started my own business. I'm doing just fine. And I'm like, go ahead and do it. Just stop it. Just stop everybody's checks and watch the fallout. Because it's about time we had something like that to wake up the apathetic people in this country. They ride along and they don't pay attention. And as long as they get the little check, as long as they get the little goodies, everything's kosher. Well, no, it's not.
Yeah, well said, Izzy. Well said. You're right.
I'm for stopping. I mean, if Obama wants to blackmail us, and it is blackmail, then go for it. Because that's going to just absolutely incite Americans into having to do something to get this fool out of office. But that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
I love that. Izzy, have a great weekend.
You too.
All right. I love that also Izzy said she did something my mother did. Because my mother is at retirement age, and she's just under, she's under 70. She's, I want to say, I'm sure she loves me telling her age on the air, but she's 60, she's 65, and she did the same thing. She went out and started to just do her own thing, because she's not relying on, she's saying the same thing Izzy's saying, I'm not relying on these checks, and Izzy's right. People that are just kind of apathetic, living in the bubble, not worrying about it, this would rock them to the core. I think it's wrong, and I keep saying that, because you're dangling, really, people who have paid into the system for however long that shouldn't be in, shouldn't be threatened by that. And you should not threaten military veterans. Hey, thanks for your service. Good luck with that check. Sorry you lost a leg, and you got to go to the hospital, get that checked on. But don't do it now, because that money you were expecting, that's not coming in. I know it sounds harsh, but I've seen this. I've seen this with my own eyes in Dallas. I've seen it in Washington. I've seen it in Philadelphia. I've seen it in Los Angeles. And it's not right. It's not right to do that to veterans, but it is a perfect way, and Obama isn't stupid, the people around him. It's the perfect way to threaten the people that need the money the most, that have to get whatever, like Izzy said, that little check, whatever. They're not starting businesses. They're freaked out. And then they hear that, and, you know, everything goes kapooey in their world. Well, if they don't get the checks, she's right, it will all explode. It'll be like a powder keg. That's also why the Democrats are worried, because they want that debt ceiling to be lifted for sure. Stay with us.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost, and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
It's funny how a man only thinks about the. You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain, I'm looking at you.
I don't give a keep looking at me, cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at me. I'ma do my thing while you're playing with you.
All right, coming up in our next segment, you're going to hear what Congressman Paul Ryan has to say about the debt talks. He didn't mince words. Neither did Congressman Eric Cantor as far as what the choices are for Reed and what's going on there. And then we have a slew of other politicians who weigh in. Let's move to Tomas in Michigan here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hey, Tomas.
Hi, Kate. You know, there's this game and they play in America called baseball. and if you have three strikes, then you're out. So here are my three strikes, okay? They say in 5 days we will have a cataclysmic, hideous, terrible financial bankruptcy in America. 5 days. How come all the politicians are coming out with 10-year plans? Okay, I just, you know.
Right, why wouldn't it be immediately?
Mm-hmm. Right, so that's strike one. Strike two, everybody is talking about a balanced budget. You know, any third grader will tell you that you cannot pay back anything with a balanced budget. You need a surplus. You know, you could have a balanced budget for 50 straight years. It won't pay one red cent.
Yeah.
You have to have surpluses.
Yeah.
And you know, they're playing us like we have never heard of the word mathematics or arithmetic. And that's strike two. Strike three is printing money. Now, there's no law, okay, that says who can print the money in the government, how much they can print, when they can print.
Oh, I know.
So they are going to print money anytime they want, whenever they want. And printing money is a tax on the poorest people because it devalues your dollar. That dollar bill, you know, that the middle class has seen dwindles every time even more when they print that money.
And you're right.
If we freeze the ceiling, if my prayers are answered and the demon rats and the republic rats don't come to an accord and the ceiling is frozen there, I think it'll be great because, they'll just print money. But if they come to some accord and raise it $1 through $5 trillion, I don't know how much, you know what? That will increase our debt. And guess what, Kate? They will still print money.
I agree. Well,
they will still. So I say freeze it. And then let's start dealing with the real problems in this country. We have abortion, homosexuality, immigration, jobs, visas taking high-tech jobs, salaries going down, unemployment going up, trade deficits, wars, Islam. I say freeze it now, Kate, because you know what? They are going to print that money, And, if you could print money, you would print as much all the time.
Sure, if I had it in my basement and then I got to pay a bunch of bills, I got to pay off a college loan, I'll just print it. I'll just go get the money. Yeah, absolutely. You're right. We haven't kept track of it for a very long time. You're right.
So I think that's something that somebody needs to talk about and pass some sort of law. And then I'd love to see the ceiling frozen there because, the world will keep on turning, and they will keep on printing that money, and then you'll see all these, experts, well, I don't know, maybe they just, Anyway, Kate, thanks again, and have a great night.
You too. You have a great weekend. All right, so that was good. In other words, Tomas backed up what he was saying, gave me the three reasons why, and the last thing that he said about printing the money, we've talked about for a very long time in America Tonight. My father told me, I want to say 4 or 5 years ago, he said that's exactly what's happening at the mints. They're just printing the money, order the money, you see the racks of the money, and they're not keeping track of it. There's no track. There's no limit on that, and that devalues your money. That money that you're running around to go to McDonald's with in the morning to go get your Egg McMuffin or whatever you're spending it on, that's why you're seeing that. That's why it's not worth as much. That's why your buying power has been shattered. Speaking of being shattered, the Reverend Al Sharpton decided he would throw in his 2 cents about what's going on with the debt ceiling. And his quote was, "It's not about President Obama, but rather your mama." He was talking to the National Urban League in Boston, and he was talking about this whole exchange over raising the debt ceiling and what would happen to Social Security, and he said that Obama's plan is really to protect your mothers. So why would you throw your mother under a bus? He doesn't understand that. Why would the Republicans shove their mothers under a bus? Perfect thing for the audience that he was playing to. Like I said, threaten with the Social Security checks, threaten the military guys, threaten that there's going to be no Christmas because interest rates are going to go sky high on credit cards. If you buy one thing, if you miss a payment, you're dead. You're going to have the 30% rate, some crazy APR that's going to lead to a ridiculous amount of money where you can't pay that off. Let's go to Gus in Texas.
Hello?
Hey, Gus.
Yeah, I'm just listening. Al Sharpton, he's a pretty sharp guy. Why don't they put a chain on him, take him down the canyon, put him in the same house with Obama's brother, and see if he can live on $12 a year?
Mm.
That's just one remark. The other one is the Tea Party. They're going to force a balanced budget. If they hold their line, the government's going to have to live within their means. They might even have to cut some salaries, like $120,000 to $160,000 for janitors, $250,000 for secretaries and things like that. They might have to come down and face facts.
Yeah, I like the way you put that sarcastically. You're right, Gus, because if you get a hold of the list of what some of the salaries are, they're very disproportionate. Touche, I get your point. Absolutely. There is a lot of government waste. There's no doubt about that.
That's not waste. It's just trickery and giveaway and And then they contract out to get the work done.
Yeah, so you don't have to work. Why don't we have those jobs? You're right. Well, I never get those jobs.
We could have them if we wanted to go that route, I guess. We could go down there and get our knees and say, pretty please.
I could never do it, and you couldn't, I can tell, either. That's the reason we're not in that situation.
I've made my own living all my life, and I do take Social Security now.
Of course.
But I figure I paid in for it. I paid in
you
for
did.
It from 53 on, so.
Well, that's anyway. The thing. If you paid into it, thanks, Gus, if you paid into Social Security, there's no doubt that people, that you should get it because it was taken out of your wages. So, yes, you were making a living. You were giving that amount of money up, whatever. So that's the whole idea. That's the whole idea that money's been messed with that could go to other uses. And you should get the money back. You should get the money back. No question. Rick in Illinois. Hello.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Yeah, they said Tea Party people are going to force a budget, balance budget, but how's Chael Palin and her husband going to live off it? They don't get no government checks.
She doesn't need a government check. Are you kidding? She is making a fortune in the speaking business, so she doesn't need it.
No, Michelle Palin. Or Bachman, or whatever her name is.
Oh, Michelle Bachman.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're talking about her husband and their okay.
They're about the checks and the farm subsidies, so how are they going to have a balanced budget? They won't be able to live in. They won't cut all that stuff out. But I heard they couldn't bring a vote up on this budget Republicans had or something. They didn't have no people to go along with it.
Well, the Boehner debt plan, he wanted a vote on it on Thursday, and he couldn't get enough people to go along with it and to vote yes for his bill. So, and the bill would lift the debt ceiling. It would have other things attached to it, but it would lift the debt ceiling. And now you have world markets that are saying, really? That's what you're going to do, U.S.? You just wait and see what we do to you. Because look at the S&P index. It fell for a 4th straight day. Interest rates go through the roof on some of the Treasury bills that actually mature in August. You have the International Monetary Fund chief, Christine Lagarde, who said, okay, if Congress fails to raise the debt ceiling, which would mean the government runs out of money to pay all of its bills after the second, this is not good for any of us, because one of the consequences could be the decline of the dollar as a reserve currency, and then because there would be a dent in confidence in other nations, so they'd say, we don't want your dollar anymore, take your stinking dollar, we're going to come up with something else. That's a big threat, actually.
Yeah, I just wanted to go on to, like, the Canadian gold corn or that
No, they're going to, the Chinese want to design a chip that you have to walk around with in your wallet, and we have one world currency. That's it.
Well, I figured they have this settled. They go on vacation there next week, don't they? First 2 weeks in August.
Oh, they're working through the weekend trying to figure out what's going to happen. Yeah, they're supposed to go on vacation.
Yeah.
They're supposed to go on vacation, but those vacations are put on hold. So are you buying the threats, or thank you? Or are you like Gus in Texas? Do you, Rick in Illinois, he's on the opposite end of Gus. Gus, of course, says, forget about it. Just, you got to stay the course, and let's see what happens. Let the chips fall where they may. Izzy says the same thing. So does Tomas. What do you say?
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to benefit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping, and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot Packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her five free Patriot Packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Does someone you love have an addiction problem that rules your life? Are you spending all your energy trying to control the chaos and drama of theirs? Is insanity your new norm? Addicted to Addicts, Survival 101 on WebTalkRadio.net is meant for you. Host Denise Crocta helps you navigate through the chaos and drama of loving an addict, offering information, possibilities, and hope. Addicted to Addicts, Survival 101 on WebTalkRadio.net.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, what else are we talking about? But we're down to the wire here as far as this debt ceiling is concerned, at least the date, August 2nd. And some of what Tomas said is absolutely right, makes sense. And we know this. It is about the manipulation. It is about the psychological dance that's going on in D.C. And the dance is you really want the people to be asleep because it's easier to pull the wool over their eyes. Whatever team you're playing for, it's much easier to do that if they're asleep at the wheel. But people in America are not asleep at the wheel anymore. And this has really been like this the last 2 years. More people are getting politically active. More people are paying attention to what's being said. More people are reading between the lines. I think it's great. Because this country is about we the people. So we should be involved in the process and not let the politicians get away with the things that they've gotten away in the past. I want you to hear some of the remarks on the Hill today. Here's Congressman David Dreyer talking about the debt talks being a far cry from perfect, if anything.
Speaker Boehner doesn't like it. I don't like it. I don't know of any Republican who likes it, but Speaker Boehner and the rest of us recognize that we have a Democratic president and we have a Democratic United States Senate.
What about Congressman Paul Ryan? He was pretty passionate and pretty pointed about the plan.
The president, as we know, has yet to offer a plan to fix this problem. We passed a budget to fix this problem. We passed a plan to deal with the debt limit, and now we're passing another plan based upon mutually agreed to spending cuts.
All right, spending cuts. There wasn't enough on the table anyway. They really need to take a big chunk out of the government, and that's not going to happen. I mean, the people that are elected, because if we went department to department, you would find that there's plenty of places. I've said this 100 times, and I know I've probably said it 3 times during this show. I know, because I know people who work for the government, what the actual dollar amount is. I can't tell you that, but I do know that there is massive, massive overlap, meaning jobs upon jobs that are already being done by somebody. So it's almost like people are going to work. Just picture this. Wouldn't this be, well, it wouldn't be great for me because I'd be too antsy. But going to work, you got your 8 hours, right? You go downstairs, you get your pretzel, go smoke your cigarette, come back upstairs, shuffle some papers around, look like you're working, go back out, take another break. Seriously? Because there's nothing to do. That's ridiculous. So we're paying for those jobs. It's different if it's a necessary job. It's part of running the machine, but a good part of running the machine that we need. But there's too much overlap. It's crazy. And then we're giving everything else away, and then we're printing money like fools, monopoly money, for the past 5 years, maybe even more than that, right? All right, let's see here. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate. Hey, speaking of moms, happy birthday out to my mom today. So
sweet.
She turns 68. So, and
yeah, our mothers are around the same age. Does your mom your mom work or no? She doesn't work.
No, she's retired now. So my dad wouldn't think of letting her work now. She put in a good 30 years, you know, and she had to have both knees replaced. So unfortunately, all of her friends and family around her that she was hoping to retire with and go to shopping malls have all died off on her. So it's kind of sad. But anyway, though, she has my nutcase nephews to deal with, so her grandson. So anyways. Anyway, by the way, my movie's out today. I've been waiting for it, Cowboys and Aliens.
I want to see that, too. I don't know why, but I saw a little bit of the previews of it, and it looked good to me. So I thought, wow, you know, this is kind of different. I like this. I like this kind of sci-fi meets Cowboys kind of imagination. I agree with you. I want to see it.
Well, if you're a movie fanatic like you and I, you don't miss Harrison Ford. I mean, Hanks, Harrison Ford, and Denzel Washington, they're the big three. You know?
I agree.
You don't miss those old movies. And then Daniel Craig's in this. Of course, I heard he just got married, by the way. And he's in this one. So, you know, and I really like him as the new James Bond and some of his other movies I've seen. So it should be interesting. Probably a little bit corny, you know, but you know, anytime you're dealing with aliens, that probably is, you know, especially illegal aliens. I'm just kidding. My thought and the final solution maybe to this debt issue, the budget of the thing is, I'm in one way, I'm like, yeah, I'd like to see where the chips fall, like Gus said, you know, just let it go and see what happens, you know, and see how much of it was BS. Kind of like the Y2K thing and then what else have we had, you know, the Y2K thing and then
government shutdown, and then it didn't, yeah.
Yeah, 2012's coming up, you know, I know what's going to happen with that, you know, and all these things, and just let it see what happened. But at the same time, if the experts are right and it starts causing lots of problems with the economy and super-digit inflation, of course, you know who's that hurts the most, don't you, if we got 20, 30%, 40% loans again, right? That hurts the middle and lower class because they've got money. You know, they don't need to borrow money. You know, it may be harder for them to invest in businesses, et cetera, to fund businesses. You know, but so theoretically, you could say it might be a tax on the poor. You know, by any type of loan they get, it's going to be sky high interest. But that all sounds nasty, and you don't want to go there. You know, so my thought is maybe if they give $2.5 trillion to Obama. You know, he's got his hand in the cookie jar right now, and he's gonna take every crumb. He's gonna spend every bit of that over the next 2 years, and then let the issue float in front of the American public when it comes to the next presidency. That could be one of the big issues. At the beginning of 2013, the federal government once again will reach its debt limit, and it's up to the American public. Obama's record will be simple. Here's a guy who passed health care when 70% of the country said they didn't want it. There's a guy who put $1 trillion into an economic stimulus package, and it backfired. And he ran up close to $7 trillion in debt, more than any other president in the history of this country. And is that the guy you want in the presidency next? You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, the good thing, if Romney's the guy, if Huntsman's the guy, you know, these guys, and if the guy in Texas, Kerry, these guys are very good businessmen before they ever got in the, you know, Romney saved the U.S. Salt Lake Olympics, you know. It was in shambles. Maybe these guys can come in and pick up the pieces and figure out the right thing to do and get everything straightened out. Then it may just be too late, right? There's so much money. I mean, Izzy was funny because she's talking millions and billions, and I'm going, Izzy, it's trillions with a T, with a big T, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
it's more money than any of us can imagine. Which, by the way, Kate, I got to share something with you real quick. Talking about big money, I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw this. My best friend's wife, I and her are all on this same cell phone plan, you know, and she called me up and said, you know, he's really, for quite a while, been talking about wanting to get an iPhone. So I'm in a Verizon store, you know, and holy cow, do you know how much the iPhones cost?
$200, $300?
$250.
Are you kidding me?
If you buy it straight out without a contract.
Oh, without a contract. Without a contract,
yeah. $750 for a phone?
Yeah.
You can buy a computer for that, Kate.
Oh, no, I agree. I agree. You have to get that's how they get you, though. They want you to be on the plan. So if you go and you get on a plan, it should run you like $200, something like that.
Yeah, it was $300 for the, because you got a 16 gig and you got a 32 gig. And then $750 is a 32. I'm like, why wouldn't you pay $100 more for twice the amount of memory, you know? And maybe you're not going to use that much. And I'm at 35 gig and I'm close to 7,000 songs on my iPod right now, you know? But so we kind of, the two of us went in on it and got it for him, you know? But I just couldn't believe that. Talking about some money, I'll tell you, $750 for a phone. Of course, there's probably people out there that's nothing to, you know.
That's crazy. That's the monopoly the phone companies have. They have you over a barrel with the contract nonsense. That's the problem. And remember, that was one of the things even actually talked about in Congress. What's happening with the phone contracts and how you have to pay off a phone contract and to go to another company. And it's ridiculous what they've done with the phones. If you're not careful, you can get caught in that web of overpaying for your service. And I bet a lot of people do. Thanks, Don. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the movie if you go and see it, by the way.